Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. When God began to show me this, I had to stop it, and I'm just weeping, because the presence of God was there. And the first thing he showed me was, you remember in your backyard in Branson, we were renting this house. He said, I gave you your first revelation. And my first revelation was David and what he said in the spiritual words, remember? And he said, and the whole earth shall know that there is a God in Israel. He said that when he was running towards Goliath. And he showed me that those spiritual laws that David put into existence are still working today. When he said it from that moment, thousands of years later, guess what? Everybody knows about David and Goliath. And that was my first revelation that I ever received. And then he said, remember that hotel room after that one meeting? And I remember the exact hotel room. It was almost like he took me there. And I showed you how David would be as a pastor. And he showed me in Chronicles when the tribes of Judah and Benjamin were coming to him. And so it'd be like his mighty men church. And he walked out to receive them. And he said, now, if you've come to me peaceably, everybody say peaceably. So if David was a pastor today, he would have met you out front and said, if you've come peaceably, are y'all with me? Now, what does that mean? Don't come and stir up strife in here. Don't come in here judging everybody and condemning everybody and criticize. Come in and peaceably. And if you've come to help me, in other words, you've got an anointing on your life. You're a part of this. Do y'all realize you're a part of this? A big part of this. And I'm getting ready to tell you, he's getting ready to brag on you. That's what he's going to tell me here in a second. And he showed me David as a pastor. And he says, now, if you join up with me in peace and help me, my heart will be knit with yours. Can you imagine hearing that back then? That was the rock star of the day. David was, it. And he says, you join up with me and my heart will be knit with you. Whoa. But if you don't, may God rebuke you. Can you imagine as a pastor, as he's telling new members or new visitors, may God rebuke you. Well, I laughed and thought, I wonder if he'd say that today. David probably would. And so he said, remember the first sermon I gave your mother? And it was David's Mighty Men. And it was what he told me to preach too. And I told you to study about his mighty army. Why? Because in his mighty army, you find out it says, and they became like the army of God. When those words came off the page, it was like, here's my blueprint. I had an army then, and I have an army now. Yes. Study these attributes because these men did it. These men were like my army. And so I studied that. And he says, now is the time for the army. He said, they were willing and they were obedient. They were all in. They were all out. They were loyal. They were not of... They were not of double heart. They were loyal. They were not critical. And then he said this to me. Because remember, my first question was what to God? Why did you have me preach judging? And he said, now, you either can take this and believe it or not, because part of this is not scripturally based. It's just a conversation between me and God. He said, David could have judged those men because the world did judge them. The world judged them as misfits and outcasts, but David didn't judge them. And he says, you want to know why? And I said, yes, Lord. He said, because I told him don't. Because I have great ones in there coming to you. And he said, I told you, Chip, and I told Candace not to judge them when they come in. And you didn't. And you've been obedient and you've been willing. So I'm sending the best. He said, I'm sending them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. He goes, I'm going to send some that have already are fit for battle, but then I'm going to send some that have been outcast and kicked out of other camps and churches, but they're the best. Woo! Glory to God. Isn't that awesome? I'm going to send some brand new ones. And he says, you might call them rookies, but I'm sending them. And it's going to be like my army of God. They'll be willing and obedient, not of double heart. And I run in to tell Candy. I don't know if the mower was still going or not. Let's just, for the fun of it, say the mower's still going. As this story grows, you know, the mower will finish the yard. And Candy's reading this book that Jonathan gave her. And that's a whole nother story of how God works. Jonathan tells me this story of him being led to get this book to her and orders it and didn't want to give her the one. He's had it all chopped up and everything, and it was a guy that's not really from what you call faith camps or whatever, but Candy's in there, and I run in and I go, I heard God. She goes, I need to read this to you. She doesn't even say, what did you hear? I need to read this to you. And she begins reading it, and when she started speaking it, I go, I'm hearing God. I said, I'm hearing God. And he was continuing the conversation through this man who, how long ago was that book written, Jonathan? 20 years ago, through Jonathan and his route, he comes through Candace and all of this, and he's still talking about you. And he says this, and he said, I'm sending those, and this is what she was reading out of that book, who are willing to be tested and proven in order to become all that. And I thought, all in. He said, I'm sending those who are no longer spiritual lazy nor content to rest in the blessings and gifts of the Spirit alone. I'm sending those who desire to go further and higher in God. Not just to know about me, but to experience in me. And I said, hike, take the hike. And he said, that's why I'm having you teach these messages. Woo! Not just to know about God and experience God, but a relationship, not just religion. I'm sending those who are willing to go to the wilderness and face intense hunger until they are fed by the Lord afterwards, and they will come forth victorious in the power of the Spirit. And I thought, power of the Spirit is the anointing. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Remember that? And they will rise up. Everybody listen. They will rise up to this higher realm of identity. Oh, God Almighty. A higher realm of identity. And I kept saying that. A higher realm of identity. Lord, it's not just knowing who we are. It's operating in a realm. There's a realm. There's a place. There's a position. There's an authority of your identity, but it's higher. And it's time, and I'm sending them from the north, south, east, and west. I'm sending the best. And we're going to operate in a realm, a higher realm. I asked Mom, I said, you ever heard that term, higher realm of identity? She said, absolutely. First time I heard it, she said it was John G. Lake. He said, John G. Lake. She said, John G. Lake's daughter told me this. It was in his notes. It's not even in his book. He entered into a higher realm. He found out who he was in Christ, and then he operated in that realm. Everybody say realm. A position and miracles. Miracles. Unfamiliar to the world. She said, Brother Hagin understood the higher realm of identity. And that is what? Who we are in Christ. Everybody say in Christ. That's your position. The Lord told me years ago, location, location, location. And so this realm that is unfamiliar to even the body, and he also says identity, and the Bible says that we are in him, in Christ. No wonder Brother Hagin said, man, the first thing a person who gets saved should do is find out who they are. Now, and operate in that realm, and it's higher. And then years ago, y'all heard me say this. I saw an interview with Jack Nicklaus, great golfer. Tiger was young and coming up on the scene and breaking all these records. He was winning tournaments by 20 strokes, and the golf world hadn't seen anything like that. and he's winning majors. You'd maybe have a guy win one at two majors at the most. He's winning them up, but up, but up, but up. And so they interviewed Jack Nicklaus, who was the greatest golfer who held the record. And they said, Jack, what do you think about this kid Tiger? And he said, I'm not familiar with the level he's playing on. Well, that stumped the interviewer. But and the interviewer comes back and says, but you're Jack Nicklaus. He goes, thanks for reminding me. And he goes, oh, okay, back to you, Bob. It got real awkward. They're kind of looking at each other, you know. And right then the Lord said to me, it's time for the church to operate on a level or realm that the world is not familiar with. Even Jack was not familiar with the realm and place that Tiger was operating out of. Are y'all with me or not? And it's time, it's backwards. The church is looking at things the world are doing and going, wow, that's not the plan of God. And the only way to operate in that realm is to understand your identity operating in that. Listen to me, everybody. Y'all listen to me? It doesn't have to take that long as you've been going through. And it doesn't have to be that hard. That's not God's will. He's not trying to teach you a lesson of patience or anything like that. He's not that way. And I said, you're kidding me. I'm thinking that. And he says, contrary to popular belief, this is what he said, not everyone who wins has to sweat in order to win. I thought you wanted to hear about a higher realm. Or did you just come to church? You just rolled in on a gondola, and Mike opened the door with your little umbrella, and you got your brochures. Come on now. Or are we going to take the hike? Y'all are hikers now. He told me about y'all. And they're still coming. That's why he said, build the barns. Build them. Glory to God. And he said, not everybody had to sweat in order to win. And he reminded me of David. Do you think he sweat much on that victory? Here, Israel didn't know what to do. Day after day, day after day, week after week, month after month, we keep hearing this big, huge man deliver the news. Goliath was CNN at that time. And they were listening. And in fear, dismayed, no, and David shows up.
Shalom, I'm Billy Brim, and we have 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. I'm so thrilled about it. Oh, I've so longed to be able to stand with people and teach some of the things I know the Lord has shown me, even with prophetic teaching. And two of the books that are most exciting to me in the Bible are the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. They go together. We'd like you to be a student in our book of Daniel, which explains the 70th week, Daniel's 70th week, something coming up. And then we have the book of Revelation and how it ties into that. All the Bible goes together, and it's so wonderful to see the great revelation that comes to us from the book of Daniel and from the book of Revelation. So many people, their understanding of the book of Revelation is either not there at all or they're frightened of it, but it's a wonderful book. Wonderful when you can understand what our Lord reveals to us in it. And I'd like to share it with you. You can find how to do that right here.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.agloriouschurch. And remember, champions always prevail.